in her desperation, the way her shoulders drooped.
"Do you believe in the word of God?"
the woman asked in Spanish, pursing her lips and narrowing her eyes in scrutiny.
"The word of God is my vow," Adelina replied with a solemn nod. I don't know how she knew this response. Perhaps she learned it when we stayed in a church basement weeks before. But it was the right one. Sister Lucia opened the door.
We've been here ever since.
11 years in the stone convent with its musty rooms, drafty hallways, and hard floors like slabs of ice. Aside from the few visitors, the internet is my only source to the world outside our small town, and I search it constantly, looking for some indication that the others are out there, that they're searching, maybe fighting. Some sign that I'm not alone, because at this point, I can't say that Adelina still believes, that she's still with me. Her attitude changed somewhere over the mountains. Maybe it was with the slam of one of the doors that shut a starving woman and her child out in the cold for another night. Whatever it was, Adelina seems to have lost the urgency of staying on the move, and her faith in the resurgence of Lori.